Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messenger. Today is Friday, baby. Y'all, it's early. It's early on this Friday morning. And listen, you know what? I know it's Friday. Everybody is frying fish, but not today. Not frying no fish on today. Listen. It is chilly around here in the Windy City. I'm broadcasting live. Yes, in the Windy City. It's a little chilly around here. It's about 50 degrees on this Friday morning. It is Friday, May the 10th, 2024. It is 9:30 a.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my own team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on, 440. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba. GumbaRum.com, GUBBARUM, GumbaRum.com. There's two different flavors in stock, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Steve Gumb. Y'all know what? He's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. But, honey, he's still pushing. You know something? I'm determined. Even in my old racket bones, I'm still determined to keep up with them folks that retired and still pushing. I'm still pushing too, baby. So, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. I got some hot music going today by this independent artist. His name is D-Fry. That is D-F-Y-E. Defy. Listen, I got some hot stuff by him. You're going to hear it in just one moment. But right now, come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. All right. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to do this. While you're on Facebook, I want you to use keyword The Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Listen, I got some hot music. I got a hot one on this morning. It is spanking brand new, babe. Listen, I want you to take a listen to it. It is phenomenal. It is by a great artist, independent artist. His name is spelled D-F-Y-E, D-Fi, D-Fi. I'm going to tell you, take a listen to it. It's some good stuff. It's some hip-hop. It's some rap, and I'm going to tell you all about it right after the tune plays. I want y'all to check this out up in here.
If I distance myself from you, it's me. Don't take it too personal. I really be stuck in my feelings. They say I'm a villain. That shit really hurt my soul. I cannot change their opinion. I'm focused on winning, so I got to let it go. It's not a race, it's a marathon. I would not waste my time. I'm going to still take it slow. Come get you some food for thought. I hope you enjoy. You can take you a place to go. Plant some seeds while working on me. I'm praying to God that they grow. These women be tools and acting all bougie, but got more baggage than grocery stores. I'm thinking about moving to Idaho. Don't ask me why, cause I don't know. Smoking my weed, I'm done with the pills. Fuck how you feeling and fuck how you feel. Cause nobody cares, I'm just keeping it real. Niggas be killing and going to jail. Got me feeling like they can a nigga just live. Beeping for what, it won't make me no M. So I just sit back and be laughing at them.
All right, y'all heard that song. That is hot. It is really hot. Listen, let me tell you, it is saucy. It is off the chain. I like the beat. The beat is really awesome. The lyrics is off the chain as well. Listen, it don't get no better than that all up in here. Once again, the name of the artist is DeFi. That is D-F-Y-E. You can find him on social media. All you have to do is go to SoundCloud. You can do a search. Search his profile name, D-F-Y-E. And listen, the name of the song is Distance. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about distance. And that song is really, he's singing about putting distance between himself and a young lady. You know, we all have these relationships where we try to put some distance between that person. And sometimes they can be like a yo-yo. This song kind of reminds me of the yo-yo effect. Y'all know what the yo-yo effect is? It's like this. And before I get into this life lesson, I want you guys to know that I am a trained life coach by Dr. Monique Carradine, who was an on-air personality at Fox 32 News. Here in the Windy City, this was many years ago, she trained me, gave me my certification and my paper as a life coach. So listen, she's no longer there, but I had an opportunity to work with her, and she did a spectacular job. Listen, now when it comes to relationships, like the song Distance, let me tell you about it, and let me tell you why his song is relevant. It is relevant in today's culture. It's relevant in today's culture because a lot of people do have that yo-yo effect. You know what that is? The yo-yo effect, and some people don't understand how to cut off the string on the yo-yo. You know, you have some young ladies or some young men, you know, you date them and you want to break it off and you want to put some distance, like the song says, like he says, put some distance between yourself and that person. But guess what? They come back. They come back. And I've done that. Listen, I'm guilty. Y'all know I'm very transparent. Very transparent. I've done that once or twice. Not too often, maybe once or twice, where you break off, you tell the person, well, this is going to be it. And after a while, you know what? They're knocking at your door again. They're knocking at your door. You open up the door, and it's them. They standing there. How you doing? And, you know, us like dummies, we tell them to come on in. You know, because we young. You know what you mean. And sometimes you be in love with the person and you give them another chance, you know, and you start all over again. It's the yo-yo effect. Stay with the story. Stay with the story. Stay with the story. And so this story is based on his song, Distance, how it's prevalent in relationships because a lot of people do this. Not only young people or middle-aged people. It happens all across all ages. You let the person back into your life. You didn't learn the first time. You let them back in. But listen, sometimes individuals do learn, and you try to put that distance between the person, and you don't want to let them back in. So now this is the yo-yo. This is the way you do the yo-yo effect. Listen, when you let them go that first time, and they're trying to come back, you know, you got to take out your scissors, not a real pair of scissors. You got to take the scissors out. When that yo-yo goes down, you got to cut that string so the person falls on down. They got to fall on down. So once you cut them loose, they ain't coming back. They ain't cutting back. And listen, you don't glue the string back together. You don't sew it back together. You got to let it stay broken. So listen, you don't try to mend that thing back together. You let it stay broken. Let them stay where they are, and you go on about your business. And listen, honey, that's the way you fix that yo-yo effect. So you don't let them back in. Uh-uh. You don't do that. So what's the moral of the story? When you've had an experience with a person, and you're putting some distance between you and that person, and you know that person is not good for you, and you know that person is toxic, what do? You let them go, and you don't let them back in, baby. You close the door, and you don't open that door back up. So listen, I got some more music for you on this great Friday, and that life lessons, and if you people don't know, I always give a life lesson behind a song. So his song is Distance, and it talks about this young lady. You know, he's trying to put some distance between himself and her. And so, listen, that song, once again, was saucy, off the chain. The lyrics were great. And listen, it was just like jalapeno peppers. It was just hot, all together hot, mixed up, right? So listen, some hip-hop and rap, and it was real juicy. And he delivers well. You can hear what he's saying. I like when people do their music and their song, and you can hear the words. Sometimes people do come out with records and songs, and they're trying to rap, and you don't even know what they're saying. You don't know what they're talking about. You don't know what they're saying. Sometimes they rap too fast, and sometimes they just go, and they just blow, and you don't know what they're saying. But listen, on this particular song, he hits it just right. He's not going too fast. He's hitting it at a speed where you can understand what he's saying, and that is a job well done. So that is top shelf, top shelf, top shelf. Listen, I got some more music for you. Listen. This is a great one. I want y'all to take a listen to Glass Ceilings. This is by Judah Lyon, Judah Lyon, Judah Lyon.
Glass Ceilings. King's Legacy. Judah in this. Zone to zero.
Unyielding, but surely when you're getting in this feeling, revenge is brewing. What we feeling is dealing, opposing the forces revealing. Champagne feeling, yeah, the air. We celebrate glass ceiling. What the Lord revealing, no limits to our dreams. We breaking through, regardless of what they do. The Lord's word standing tall, standing strong. When we gone, moving along, yeah, cause it all the fall. Never break before long. Other four essence, fluorescence, while the man learn his lessons, the Lord's testing, yeah, watching the blessings, glass ceilings, glass ceilings, we revealing, breaking through, barriers and sessions, moving through the world, courageous and bold, watching and behold, the souls alone, the soul to break the glass ceilings,
feeling the feeling, revenge against darkness and the time to ignite. Glass ceiling, in the feeling with position and power, ever shine so bright in our
glass ceiling, never losing sight, giving up the mic, yeah, glass ceiling tonight, we roll, the firmament, seem unbreakable, determination unshakable, we rising up, breaking through the mold, with every step we take, we behold, truth, the plain in sight, we behold the goal, even so you know, have some hope, late. Taxpayers and mind flayers against the truth and all they do. What the future for you? Glass ceilings, yeah. Glass ceilings in the face of adversity. We standing tall, united we rise. Breaking down every wall, no longer silent. Our voices are clear. Revenge against the evildoers we hold dear. Glass.
religious. Glass ceiling as we taking flight. Truth in the anthem gotten us right. Glass ceiling, glass ceiling, glass ceiling, yeah. So the world know we coming strong with resilience, courage, we proving them wrong. Tent ceiling, contain it, limitless might. The creator has the key to open the gates tonight. Coming in the dark, shining our light amongst the states. Glass ceiling is what we feeling, yeah.
All right, that is glass ceilings, glass ceilings. Listen, listen, listen. I am pretty much out of time around up in here. Listen, Lisa Hurt is going to be with me on this afternoon at 1 p.m. She's going to be with me. That is Lisa Hurt. She is the Resiliency Maverick. She's the Resiliency Maverick, and she counsels and teaches different ones about resiliency and how to have emotional intelligence. You know, we've got to have this in today's world because people are really operating with a short chain, you know, and we have to be able to understand how to have emotional intelligence. We can't reflect to everything that people say to us. We can't react to what they say. Sometimes people come at you one way, you know, and they try to get a reaction out of you. And so we got to learn how to maintain ourselves. We got to learn to maintain. We have to learn to have self-control. We can't react to what everything that people say and everything that people do. And this is what she does. So listen, she has 30 plus years of experience. Listen, she didn't just fall off the tomato truck yesterday. Listen, she has all her degrees, and she is well-versed in what she's doing. She has a lot of information. She has a lot of experience. 30 plus years, and I love Lisa. I love Lisa because she delivers what she has to say. She delivers value. She delivers great points, and so she has counseled many people over the course of her career, and so she is a resiliency maverick, and so she's going to be on this afternoon. She's going to be talking to all of us about emotional intelligence, and she's going to talk to us about how to have a resilient spirit. Let me tell you something. You got to have a resilient spirit. In saying that, you have to have a resilient spirit these days because there is a lot that's going on. Listen, let me tell you this, and then I've got to go because I'm out of time. We have to have a spirit of resiliency because if you don't, you're not going to make it. You are not going to make it if you do not have a resilient spirit. What is it? What does it mean to be resilient? That means that you're able to have strength. You have strength on the inside, right? So listen, you have strength on the inside. You're tough on the inside. You're able to coat yourself. Listen, and above all, let me say this first. Being resilient, you got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to know him because all resiliency comes from our Father God in heaven, because it says in the word, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you shall ask what you will and you shall have it. So listen, and the reason why I say that is because in these days and time, we've got to stay on bended knee. We got to abide in him. He's going to be in us, right? And so what the things that we're praying for, he will deliver it if it is according to his will. If it is according to his will. So listen, sometimes you can pray amiss. Now I'm talking about being resilient. Sometimes you can pray amiss. And when I say amiss, that means that you're praying out of order of what God has in line for you. So listen, you've got to pray and ask for things that God has in line for your life. Now listen, that does not mean that you can't. If you need a job, you pray for a job, of course, and God will bless you with a job. And what I mean by praying in alignment what God has for you, if you're praying for somebody else's husband, God's not going to give you that. So what I'm talking about in being resilient, you got to first be in him, right? This is the best way to be resilient. You got to be in the Father God, which is in heaven. Have him in you, right? Right? Have him in your heart because he is the strength of all strength. So listen, when you are resilient, you're strong, you're powerful, you're able to bounce back. You have that bounce back type of attitude. No matter what happens, you're bouncing back. But listen, because life can really beat the crap out of you sometimes, and you got to be able to be resilient. And when you're being resilient, that means having strength. No matter what goes on, no matter what happens, you got to have that strength. And in resilience, it matters who you have in your circle. You got to have people in your circle that's going to be what? Feed into you. And this is part of being resilient. I don't mean to do her teaching, but listen, let me tell you. I'm going to make this point, then I got to get up out of here. And being resilient, you got to have a circle around you because the circle that you have, they need to be full of spirituality. They need to be full of the Word of God. They need to be full of common sense. They need to be full of motivation and inspiration. So guess what? When things happen in your life, unexpected things, they're able to feed back into you. That's the part of being resilient. When you're being resilient, you have that circle. They're feeding back into your spirit to help you do what? To gather up some more strength so you can go back out there. So listen. Lisa Hurt is going to be here. Lisa Hurt is going to be here this afternoon. She's going to talk to all of us about having emotional intelligence. She's going to talk to us about being resilient, and that's something we got to have in our tool chest. We got to have that. So listen, I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? I get to do this all again a little bit later on today.
In a special word from Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.